Report number 57, August the 26th. This is Matthew Halton of the CDC, speaking from Paris. Speaking from Paris. I am telling you today about the liberation of Paris, about our entry into the town yesterday, and I don't know how to do it. Though there was still fighting in the streets, Paris went absolutely mad. Paris and ourselves were in a delirium of happiness yesterday, and all last night, and today. Yesterday was the most glorious and splendid thing I've ever seen. The first French and American patrols got into the outskirts of Paris the night before last. Yesterday morning the soldiers were coming in force. I came in with them, with French troops, into Paris. I believe the first Canadian to enter Paris was Captain Colin McDougall of the Army Film and Photo Unit, and I think I was the next. We came in from the south, along the Avenue de l'Italie. For hours, we had strained our eyes for the first sight of Paris. And then, suddenly, there it was, the most beautiful city in the world, and the people surging into the streets in millions. I don't know how we got along those streets. We were among the first vehicles, and the people just went mad. We drove for miles, saluting with both hands, and shouting Vive la France till we lost our voices. Every time we stopped for a second, hundreds of girls pressed round the Jeep to kisses, and to inundate us with flowers. But, as we drove along the Boulevard Saint-Germain toward the river, and the bridge leading to the Place de la Concorde, the crowds thinned out, because there was fighting just ahead in the Chamber of Deputies. There was machine gun fire, rifle fire by German snipers, and an occasional shot from a tank. For half an hour we watched the fighting, battle in the streets of Paris. It was indescribably dramatic, fighting, yet the people frantic with the joy of liberation. We saw Germans stop fighting and come with white flags to surrender to the French soldiers lying behind their barricades. At times, bullets spattered the walls around us. No one seemed to care. Then I asked a policeman how I could get round the fighting and across the river to the opera and the center of the city. I asked if there was still fighting round the opera. The gendarme at once telephoned to the Mackie. The Mackie at once sent a car to lead us round. From that moment on, I knew what it was like to feel like a king. Three people of the Mackie came and got me. Two young men and a beautiful girl, an actress. One of the loveliest women I've ever seen. They broke into tears when they saw I was Canadian, and they kissed me 20 times. Then they took me in their car, and we drove through the wildly cheering crowds with our arms round each other. We crossed the river to the Ile de la Cité, the cradle of Paris history, and us there now, hand in hand with history, and past Notre Dame, and then up the Avenue of the Opera, to the Scribe Hotel. Here the crowds were just beginning to come into the streets, mad with happiness. My friends were shouting, Il est Canadien, he's a Canadian, and I knew what it was to feel like a king.